Independence Day is behind us, and the hottest days of summer stretch out in front of us. These are the prime days for opera in the Ozarks, a nearly seven-decade-long tradition anchored at Inspiration Point near Eureka Springs. The first operas have already been performed, but there are still many chances left to see one of the three main selections for 2019, as well as a few other entertainment opportunities. In fact, there are 27 performances in 29 days for the Opera in the Ozarks session. Last week, three artists and Nancy Price, the general director of Opera in the Ozarks, came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio. We'll hear Blythe Reed and Neil Long sing, accompanied by Luis Menendez on the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano, in just a moment. First, we wanted to know how Opera in the Ozarks pulls it all off, getting young artists from around the country into Inspiration Point, then producing multiple operas and more in such a limited amount of time. Nancy Price says it takes a year-long commitment, with Tom Cockrell, the artistic director, beginning to make arrangements for a season the previous autumn.
With planning his audition season, where he's going to go when, and setting up the appointments, I start in August or September with what the marketing materials will be. And there are little pieces that drop in. You know, over time we figured out when we have to do things in order to be ready. Like, I want to get the rack cards done by a certain date so I can hand them out at the governing board meeting in November. Sometimes it's October. So I have to book a lot of things in advance. This year we made a lot of changes to our program. We dropped our scenes program and added a chamber music concert and added a second Broadway cabaret. So I had to find venues for those. We do 16 performances of our children's opera, which this year is Monkey See, Monkey Do. We were in the Fayetteville Library a couple weeks ago. And we take that all over Northwest Arkansas and Southern Missouri. In addition to that, we have two chamber music concerts that highlight the orchestra. Our orchestra every year it's a pickup orchestra. We hire usually about half the orchestra returns year after year, but you know, then we new players, and they meld very quickly. And chamber music is something I've never known an orchestral player that did not love playing chamber music. So this is a chance for them to be on their, you know, focused on in the performance. So we're doing one in the Mildred Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista. That one is July 14. And then on the 15th, we'll do the same concert again in the auditorium in Eureka Springs. And we've done that. We've done a chamber music concert in the Odd for years. The second special concert or special event is our Broadway cabaret. This was something we invented last year. We did it at the Basin Park Hotel, and we sold it out. So being a good marketing person, I said, if we could sell it out, we should do two, because we can't get any more people into the Basin Park. So we're doing the Basin Park again on the 15th of July, but on July 10th, we are in Fayetteville at the Town Center to do a Broadway cabaret.
All right, that was quite a few dates, and we'll go over those again in just a few minutes. Also with us last week were a pair of singers for the 2019 Opera in the Ozarks season, Blythe Reed and Neil Long. Blythe is a native of New Orleans, and she says she recently sang in La Boheme at Florida State University and discovered the opera was on Opera in the Ozarks program for this summer. She's performing La Boheme this summer here and in Little Women, too.
Fortunately, I had already done Mimi and Boheme, so I was able to focus more on the Little Women stuff. But doing them at the same time poses a challenge because your brain is sometimes stuck with the other show. And then when you move to the other show, even though the music is very different, kind of going headfirst into it and supporting it. And it's different singing, I think, you know, between Little Women and Abduction and Boheme. They're all three different composers, so you kind of have to switch gears a bit.
Blythe Reed, one of the singers in this summer's company at Opera in the Ozarks. This is Blythe in the Furman Garner Performance Studio last week.
I saw it, I'm
Blythe Reed, accompanied by Louis Menendez on the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano. Louis also played the piano when Neil Long sang for us as well. He performed a selection from Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio.
Nur ein feige Tropfe zackt, sollt ich zittern, sollt ich zagen, nicht mein Leben mutig wagen, nicht mein Leben mutig wagen. Nein, ach nein, es sei gewagt. Ach nein, 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 es sei gewagt. Nein, es sei gewagt. Es sei gewagt, es sei gewagt, es sei gewagt. Nur ein feige Tropfe zackt. Nur ein feige Tropfe zackt. Sollt ich zittern, sollt ich zagen, nicht mein Leben mutig wagen, nicht mein Leben mutig wagen. Nein, ach nein, es sei gewagt, ach nein, 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 es sei gewagt, nein. Es sei gewagt, es sei gewagt, es sei gewagt, 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 gewagt. Nur ein feige Tropfe zackt, nur ein feige Tropfe zackt. Frisch zum Kampfer, frisch zum Streiter. Zum Streiter, frisch zum Kampf, frisch zum Streiter. Nur ein feige Tropfe zackt. Nur ein feige Tropfe zackt, frisch zum Streiter, frisch zum Kampf, frisch zum Streiter.
Neil Long, a member of this summer's company at Opera in the Ozarks, performing in the Furman Garner Performance Studio for us last week. He was accompanied by Louis Menendez, who is at the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano. We also heard from Nancy Price, the general director of Opera in the Ozarks. Operas continue at Inspiration Point through July 19th, and there are other performances coming up as well. The first production of the Broadway Cabaret is at 7:30 Wednesday night at the Fayetteville Town Center. The orchestra's chamber music concerts are Sunday at 2 at the Mildred B. Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista, and a week from tonight at 7:30 in the Eureka Springs Auditorium. And then the second Broadway cabaret is Tuesday, July 16th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. at the Basin Park Hotel in Eureka Springs. You can find the entire schedule for 2019 at opera.org.